see you. You'll be here.
Okay.
Yeah. Good to see you.
Is that a confirmation?
Yes.
Alright.
We offer a variety. Okay, Rabbi Say, Shalom. Okay. Okay. As noted on the sign, this is the need of orientation shiur. That means we're not having shiur today because I want you to get into the inyan before we begin. So the first shiur, Bez Hashem, will be on Wednesday. But I always feel kedai that we should have one meeting before the actual shiur to get to know what we're going to be doing and everything. Okay, so the inyan that we're going to be learning is in Hilchas Nida, and Hilchas Nida is a huge topic. It's huge, and really you could spend years learning Hilchas Nida. You could spend, and we're going to be doing be'ian all the sugyas that are halacha lemaisa for nida, because there's so much in nida that's not halacha lemaisa that, as I said, there's no end. But we're going to be doing all the sugyas be'ian in Hilchas Nida, and we'll be giving out the packets. You'll have all the makoros if you want. I would recommend you get your own Shulchan Aruch, so then after we do this, you can, you know, sort of like chazer straight the Shulchan Aruch, so you'll see it in that order. But we're going to be doing, so we're going to bring you back through the whole sugya, Aliba, the Hilchasa, with all shailas that I've gotten, and, you know, through the Shulchan, through the Gemara, the Rishonim, the Poskim, the Shach. It's a fascinating limud, and that'll take us many, many months. And then after that, we do Hilchas Avelos, and we get it in. By the end of the year, we get it in. So don't worry. You know, we don't necessarily do it like semester, because Hilchas Nida takes more than one semester. But we do it, and we have we give you two bechinas. We have time for Chazara. So you'll feel at the end that you're kona something, that you really know something well. You know, and you know, I'll tell you like this. You know, when somebody is in yeshiva, say in yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, so the main limud you learn Gemara with Rishonim and Lomdus and this, and halacha is like, you know, half an hour in the morning. And that's, and it could be for that time in your life, that's the way to go. But when you get older, you want to really learn halacha. And to really learn halacha is through, you see, it's not like, oh, I learned the Gemara, and then I have a 20-minute Mishnah Berurah, say that's my halacha. But you'll see that learning halacha means learning the sugya be'ian till the halacha. What I always try to tell Talmidim is, you know, why is it that a lot of people, like, who learned Yoredeya, say, for example, sometimes don't always enjoy it? You know why? Because if you start by opening up the Shulchan Aruch, it's Chinese. But if the Shulchan Aruch is the last stop on the train, and you understand everything before that, and then you see how in one line the Mechaber summarized the whole inyan, and now you could mamish appreciate what the Mechaber was doing. But what a lot of times people do, especially when they're rushing for smicha, so they're just learning, they start with the Mechaber. If you start with the Mechaber, that's learning halacha when you're a little, you know, an 18-year-old, when you're starting in, right, but when you want to really learn halacha, aliba de hilchasa, and to really understand what halacha is, it's a whole process. And the Shulchan Aruch being the last step on the stop on the train, not the first. And that's what I want to impress upon you. So we'll be giving out the packets, but in addition, I recommend that you can get your own Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch will be in the packets also, but it's good to have a Shulchan Aruch that you can see straight, siman after siman, like every morning with your chavrusa, you could, after you prepare a chazir, you could just read the Shulchan Aruch straight, so you see the flow of events within the Shulchan Aruch. We have here Rabbi Tuchman, this Jew right here. He is the official Shalom Eishiv of this shir, and he's here to help you in all aspects. Meaning, if you're looking for a chavrusa, and you, he'll try to pair you up. If you want to, you have a difficulty in what we were learning, you have a question, he's the man to go to. Those that would like to learn in this base medrash, there's empty seats. That if you'd like to have you and Chavrusa there, you're welcome. Also, Rabbi Tuchman will be there. You'll be more accessible to him. I know different people have different cheshbonos where they want to learn. Any place on the planet you could do. But if you want to, there's an opportunity. I'll be there, and Rabbi Tuchman will be there. And if you want to learn there are extra places without. Before I finish discussing what I want, I'm going to send around this sign-up sheet. Please write your name and your cell phone number. So this way you have your contact information, and then by the end it should get back to me. And I'd like to get to know everybody. There are a lot of familiar faces who I know from years. There's some new faces that I don't know yet, but I'd like to get to know everybody. And if you ever want to schmooze about anything, whether it's the learning or your lives or whatever it is, please be. Let me know. Come over. If there's any of you have a simcha, we always sing for everyone's simchas. If you're getting engaged or getting married or having a child, or we even did it for once. A fellow had Kabbalah and Shechita. Whatever. We'd like to know. Any good things in your lives. So please. Let me know. This is a very warm environment. I really want to get everyone. And as I said, I'll say one thing about the smicha program here, and that is like this. See, in YU, the issue is like this. There's a yeshiva going on that's learning ksubis, and then there's a smicha program going on. So people are having difficulty balancing. So some people are only interested in just learning, the yeshiva shemasechtas, and then smicha gets in the way, because it's like requirements, you just got to get it out of the way. But then if you do it that way, then you're not going to really be kone the halachas. So we're trying to do it in a way that, I'm not saying some of you might be in other shiurim or whatever, but we'll put in our best effort in everything we do. And so Bez Hashem on Wednesday around 9:15, we always start with the Nigun Avinu Avrahaman. So we'll start then, and then we'll get into the learning. And Bez Hashem, it should be very enjoyable. I want to show you how enjoyable halacha could be, because the big yisod in learning is the more havana you have, the more enjoyable it is. See, a lot of times when people learn halacha, it's just like facts. So if it's just facts, it's not enjoyable. So if it's not enjoyable, you just don't want to do it. But if you understand it and understand how to apply it, then it's the most beautiful thing in the world, and then you'll really enjoy it. It'll really be a geschmack. So, and again, if you want a chavrusa, speak to Rabbi Tuchman, and you have any questions, if you want to learn here, you're welcome to. If you want to learn elsewhere, you're also welcome to. But we do have places here as well that you could learn. And again, I'm available. I'm here. I live here, so I'm around. Any of you, Bez Hashem, getting engaged soon, I'll be happy to learn one-on-one. See, I do chassan classes, So that's a 5-session thing, specifically for people who are getting married. This is going to be an 80-some-odd thing for an hour and a half each, also for people eventually getting married, but really going through the Indian. Then we have it for people who need the crash course because they're getting married and again, please come over, introduce yourselves to me if you think I don't know you, which again, some of you I do know, some of you I don't know, and that's what it's all about, and please pick up the packets. We'll be going through them and through the inyanim and try to give you an appreciation and havana in Hilchas Nida, which is a broad topic, but again, halacha is its limud b'fnei atzmo. In other words, a lot of times you learn Gemara, and then halacha is like just becomes a side thing. But halacha needs its own concentration to really kona halacha and understand halacha and understand how to apply halacha. Because a lot of times people just know halacha from just things they hear in the street. You know, Hilchas Nida is not something you hear about so much because it's really only, people. You know, Hilchas Shabbos, even before you learned Hilchas Shabbos, you knew some basic things about Hilchas Shabbos. Whether they were right or wrong, that's a separate thing. But you heard all the things. Hilchas Nida is when you're married, so you got the crash course beforehand. And when you're not married, for sure you didn't hear of any of these things. And it's something that... living here in the community and helping Paskin and Shilas in the community, it's obviously the most popular Shilas are in Hilchas Nida. You know, and maybe Kashrus is after that, and Shabbos after that, and then and other things, Mezuzah maybe after that, and other things. But Nida is like, and those that want to see some Maris at the course of the year, we could do that a little bit if it's relevant for you. There's a lot to learn, and Bez Hashem, we should all grow the limud every year. You know, as much as I learn it again, there's always new things. But that's why we have supplements here. And when I first gave this shiur, it was like just like a June's man that went into July, and we finished like before Tisha B'Av. But then we expanded and expanded because Nida is a very expansive. Topic, and again, please take advantage of Rabbi Tuchman. He's here. He knows the inyanim very well, and he comes to the shiur, and he's here to help you all again, both in the learning and in the chavrusas or whatever it is. And Bez Hashem, we should all have a productive zman, a good health for everybody. So we should be able to steig in learning in Hilchas Nida and other limudim as well. Okay, so any questions?
Any specific thing we should be learning for next time?
Yeah, so packet one. Start with packet one. So just go through it, and hopefully you'll go through it, and by the time that we go through it, you'll at least have some basic things. You'll probably have some questions in your mind. And then shiur, things will become clear. In other words, the packets you can use the two ways. Either you could prepare for the next shiur with the packets, or you could use the packets to chazer afterwards, whichever way you want. But the point is to try to give clarity in everything that we do. And again, specifically, halacha lemaisa, of how, and nida is a very live topic. It's very emotionally charged. It's life, you know. It's really like Masa B'Cholov is also life, but it's different than Nida. And those that are not married yet, it's a whole different dynamic of Hilchas Nida. And those that are not married yet, so when you're gonna get engaged, there's not gonna be too much time. There's so much to do. So you'll have to, we'll chazer over in 5 sessions. But now you have an opportunity. You know, how many often in your life are you going to have an opportunity to sit for months on end going through each inyan of Hilchas Nida well to really get a grasp on the on the topic. Yeah, so there's no limit to how many contemporary Sfarim there are. And they're all good. There's a Sefer Nida coming out yesterday and tomorrow, and they're all good. But and you can look at them, you can buy them, you cannot buy them. But I'll give you an example. Just there was somebody, a very fine fellow, married fellow, and he had a Hilchos Nida Shaila. So normally he would come to me, but it was like in the middle of the night, on a Friday night, and so he wanted to figure out what the halacha should be in this case. So he took out from his shelf a very good English Nida book, which is not known for kulos. It's more known for more chumras. And then he looked up his shaila, and he came to a conclusion. But he didn't act on the conclusion. He came to a conclusion, and then he was going to confirm with me the next day, Shabbat, when he sees me, whether his conclusion was right or not, looking in the book. So he came to me, he told me the shaila, he told me what it said in the book, and therefore his conclusion was that it was mutter. And I said to him, you know, you just mattered an Issacharis, because you misunderstood why the case in the book was not your case. The case in the book, eventually when we do it, I'll tell you what the case was. But the case in the book was not your case. And even though the book said what it said, it didn't say it wrong, but that wasn't your case, and the book didn't mean that, and you just misunderstood. So a lot of times when you try to even look up a shaila, but you have to know, even if Yitzhar, that the book is correct, which the book is a fine book, but if you don't know, because in Hilchos Nida, every little detail, one detail off, it's a whole different shaila. It's a whole different conclusion. And that's something that you have to learn. I was zochet to be mishamish with Yitzchak Abadi in Nida for several years. And one thing he taught me is when you have a shaila Nida, you have to get all the details down. You have to get the shaila first, and the shaila means you have to get all the details. A lot of times people call up with a shaila, and they're missing half the case. And then they finally give me the case, and then when I speak to the woman, they got half the case wrong. So even before knowing the halacha, we have to know what the facts of the case are, and how. And these are things that Bez Hashem will be getting into, and. And Bez Hashem, I'm looking forward to the Limud, but I'm also looking forward to getting to know everybody. That's equally, if not more, important. And so I'm glad that we spent just this short time here this morning just to lay the groundwork for the Shiur. The Shiurim are recorded, meaning even though I've given the Shiur several times before, but every year it's a different group of people, so it's a different me that comes out, and new shaylas come up, you know. So it's, as I said, it's a live thing. So so the shiurim already have been recorded, but we will be putting online the new shiurim as well. So again, it's how are we doing with the sign up sheet? And who didn't sign yet? This row? This row didn't go yet? Oh, everyone signed?
Yeah.
Is everyone who didn't sign yet? Yeah, everyone put their name and cell? Everyone? Okay. So I stalled enough to... okay. So again, I'm looking forward to seeing you all, Bez Hashem, on Wednesday morning. Well, we start around 9:15. I have to see when my children start going to school. For now, we'll call it for 9:15, 9:20, whatever. It'll go around. We usually finish the packet per shiur because we have to keep a pace. We'll Sometimes it's a little shorter, sometimes a little longer. It depends on the nature of the sugya. But we're looking forward to Bezer Shem, and should all have siyata d'shmaya, and okay. And Rabbi Tuckman is here. You can speak to him now if you have. Yeah.
And how should we use the supplement packets? Just the long track?
Yeah, you know, halavai. You should get through the. The first thing, and you have more time, you could look at it. And, I mean, you know, the Rosh Yeshiva of Keren Bryavna Tzatzal, Rav Goldwacht, the older of Goldwacht, he used to say like this. He said, you know, when you come to a shir, so if you don't prepare, so what is the Magid shir? He asks questions, he gives terutzim, but who needs him? You didn't have these questions, so what did you need his terutzim for? But if you prepare for the shir, so then you feel what's the problems here. And then the Magid shir comes and makes clarity, then it's meaningful. And that's what he would tell to give musar on those people that didn't prepare for his shiurim. Okay, or other shiurim. So.
The packets are also online?
Yeah, the packets also online, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
At which year? It's.
There's 2008.
Yeah, maybe 2008. But you'll get the hard copies. You'll get the... And I would highly recommend that you go buy yourself a folder, because once the packets start coming, it's going to, you know, Baruch Hashem, we have staples on broad... Yeah, okay, but so you can... We could speak to Michael. Oh yeah, you could speak to Michael Friedman. He's involved in these things. So because you want to be organized, you don't want you don't want to clutter the base medrash with our packets. That's the last thing we do. So you have your packet, put it away, organized, and this way you'll have it. The Netzach Netzachim. And okay. So good to see you all. Nice to meet you all. And Bez Hashem will continue.